Shalom uvracha. Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem. Continue with Pele Yoyitz, Sherman 297, on the topic of Dibur, speech. We had mentioned that there are three main types of speech, three main categories. There's a mitzvah category, a heter category, and an itzah category. A mitzvah category, Talmud Torah, which is the topic of discussion that we'll be focusing on this year. A heter category, which we are human beings and we need to live with each other, so we communicate with each other. So the regular mundane conversations that we need to live with, it's a heter category. It's not necessarily a mitzvah and it's not an iser. And of course, the iser category, lashon hara, rechilus, and etc. This topic now is one of the most important topics. And you might say, well, we say this all the time, but when we discuss Talmud Torah, there's no question it's one of the most important topics. And that's the topic of discussion over here. And the Pele Yoyitz is focusing on how the Yetzahara knows that Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. And therefore, the Yetzahara will put all of his koiches, all his energy, into whatever he can to persuade and dissuade the person from learning Torah. Before we see the words of the Pele Yoyitz, I want to share with you a Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah, very famous Chavetz Chaim. We've said this numerous times over the years. Now this is the parashas of Yaakov and Esav. It's very appropriate for this discussion here in the Pele Yoyitz. And the Chavetz Chaim asked the question, why is it that we don't find that a malach came to fight with Avram Avinu? Why is it we don't find a malach came to fight with Yitzchak? But by Yaakov Avinu, we know the malach came, the Sar Shel Esav. It could have been a different Sar, different angel. It didn't have to be a Sar Shel Esav. Of course, Esav wasn't born yet by Avram and Yitzchak. It could have been any malach. So why Dafka, the malach by Yaakov Avinu, is a malach coming to fight with Yaakov? And explains the Chavetz Chaim that when it comes to the midah of Avraham, of Chesed, although it's a tremendous mitzvah, the Yetzirah will give in to the person to do Chesed. If he can persuade him from learning Torah and do Chesed, go do Chesed. Yitzchak, his midah is Yiro, Tefillah. If the person wants to daven and spend a lot of time davening, there's a tremendous Yitzhahara when it comes to davening properly also. But the Yitzhahara will give in to the person to go daven if it's saying a lot of Tehillim, when Tehillim is amazing. We know we have a Tehillim shir. But everything has to be in the right measures. So for the Yetzirah to give in to someone doing chesed and tefillah, the Yetzirah will give in to that. If that will enable the person not to learn Torah. And I want to tell you something. There are shomrei Torah mitzvahs. People who go to davening three times a day, exactly what the Chavetz Chaim says. And you speak to them about Talmud Torah, they look at you like, what do you mean? Like, that's the Rav's job. Yeah, of course, they're coming to shul, davening three times a day, put on tefillin. They might learn a little here, a little there. But the kviyas itin l'Torah on a regular basis, yom v'layla, they look at you like what's wrong with you? Why are you talking to me about this? That's what the Pele Yoyitz is talking about. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim is saying. That when it comes to the midah of Yaakov, you know, midah of Yaakov is emes zu Torah. To that point, the Yetzahara will put all of his koiches, all of his energy, all of his strength to make sure the person does not learn Torah. And if he learns Torah, he does not learn Torah on a regular basis. Whether it's because he'll tell the person, you cannot be successful. It's too difficult. It's too hard. You're not cut out for this. Or it's because they'll tell the person, you're not getting any satisfaction. You're not getting any sipuk. You're not getting an enjoyment out of this. The Yitzhahara has all the tricks. He is very experienced. V'al kein yitzur shel adam, says the Pelayot, mizgaber olav ma'oid. The Yitzhahara will work to overpower the person. Levatloy min ha'toira. What does levatloy min ha'toira mean? By Pesach, we have bitul chametz, mevatel v'chametz. Mevatel v'chametz, no more chametz. We don't want to have any chametz. The Yitzhahara wants to make sure he's mevatel the Torah from this person. No Torah. He's mevatel the Torah from this person. Ki yaydeya, kol yosoyi. Because the Yitzhahara knows that this is his downfall. If the person is going to be learning Torah, barasa Yitzhahara, barasa Torah tavlin. As we mentioned, the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamed says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, and the antidote against the Yetzirah is Talmud Torah. So the Yetzirah knows that this is my downfall. He's going to use all of his strength to protect himself. And he says, the Apelliot says, you find something phenomenal here. He says, people can be schmoozing a whole day long, talking absolute nonsense, a whole day long. Dvarim shel shtus, dvarim shel hevel, whether it's politics or whether it's just dumb nonsense. And the person goes to sit down to learn. And all of a sudden, oh, he's so tired. He's so exhausted. And yes, this is what the person is talking, the same way he was talking for hours. He was able to do that. Now, when it comes to Limud Torah, all of a sudden, he has no strength. He has no energy. He's exhausted. And it's because of this reason, because the Yetzirah comes to attack the person to make sure he's not going to learn. So he's going to make the person exhausted. And whatever distractions, especially in this generation with the phones and everything. Forget about smartphones, even regular texting. And then add the smartphones to the problem. And all the distractions, the Yetzirah is going to distract the person. But the person has to know, says the Pelayoids, that every single word, even if he repeats, and he brings the words here, va'achos loitan timno, va'achos loitan timno, he says these words again and again and again, that loitan's sister was timno. There's no halacha that's learned out from it. There's no depth, there's no difficulty, and the person sits down and repeats those words again and again, achos loitan timno, va'achos loitan timno. Every single time he says those words, he's connecting to the Torah's MS, the Talmud Torah connected Kulam, and he's getting schar every single time he says those words. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give that schar. And he's giving nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's doing the Ratzon of Hashem. He gets that mitzvah note. No matter how old the person is, in Shemayim, he's getting that mitzvah note. And not only that, he's fulfilling the greatest mitzvah. The greatest mitzvah. He's oichel peiros ba'ilum hazeh ba'keren kayemis lo'ilum haba. He'll get some reward here in this world, but the ultimate reward for Talmud Torah is in the world to come. And that's all part of the whole understanding where sometimes people ask, oh, look at those individuals. They're learning Torah, but they can barely make ends meet over here. This all part of the Yetzirah. It's all part of the Yetzirah. To persuade people not to get involved in Talmud Torah. And Adrabba, just the opposite. Kol kovel dino b'dvarim b'teilim v'asurim, osi litin es adin, v'afil asicha kalo. In regards to a person who's wasting his time and having speaking conversations with dvarim b'teilim, osi litin es adin, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward the person for learning Torah. The flip side, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish the person for the Dvarim B'Teilim. So, Ein Zeh, Ki Imroya Leiv, Ki Yetzer Leiv Ha'odam Ram, in the Ura of Lepesach Chatas Reivetz. So, why does a person, he opens the Gemara, when he opens it, say, why does he all of a sudden feel tired? Why does he feel despair? It's all because the Yetzirah attacks the person and realizes the battle that's in front of him right now. And he creates the distractions that the person becomes like the little child running away. You ever see children last day of school? Last day of school especially? They run out of school, and if they're in 8th grade or 12th grade, mamish, like they're free now. And this happens, says the Pelu Yoetz, by adults. They give them the mindset. Then there's different people I try to encourage to learn. One person said to me, you know, Rabbi Greenspan, you know, I want to remind you, I had a child, a few months ago. I said, okay, that's Mazel Tov, right? That's beautiful. I know that. I already wished you Mazel Tov. So he said, I'm very busy with my family. I said, Baruch Hashem, you should be busy with your family. It's Parnasa also. So I said, so what's going to be 20 years from now? You're busy with your family, everything. Then what? Life doesn't slow down. Life gets only busier. I told him the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, who is Chayv in Talmud Torah? The Rambam says, whether a person is an Ani or an Asher, whether he's impoverished, whether he's poor, whether he's very wealthy and he's very busy and everyone's knocking on his door for tzedakah also and he's making more and more millions, whether he's healthy, whether unfortunately he's not healthy, whatever his matzav is, the Rambam gives all different scenarios. He's Chayv in Talmud Torah. And the last, and we'll call it the most difficult scenario the Rambam gives, Afilu Baal, even if he's a person, a husband, a father, in the Baal Mishpacha, he's Chayv in Talmud Torah. Even the person that just had a baby a few months ago, he's also in Chayv in Talmud Torah. And we all have to know this. We have to breathe this. We have to live this. No matter what the age is, we're Chayv in Talmud Torah. Concludes the Pel Yoetz on this piece of the mitzvah category of dibur, of speech. Avamishu hu bardas, but a person who is a bardas, he possesses this true understanding of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Yetzahara, bilvava yovin, shehaKadosh Baruch Hu bara es haYetzahara l'toivas haAdam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzahara l'toivas haAdam, for the benefit of mankind, as the Medrash tells us. Why? Because this way he'll have this desire not to learn or to do the wrong thing, and now when he overpowers his Yetzahara, HaKadosh Baruch will give him the reward, the schar. We have to know, we want to give our Father the mitzvah note. Avinu Shebashemayim. We want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the mitzvah note. That we have this temptation not to learn Torah, or temptation to do whatever it might be, and we're koyfer a Yetzirah, we persuade and overpower the Yetzirah, because Baruch Hu gets that mitzvah note. Lachain sarich lochayf es Yitzir liyos shayked al alimud b'chol eis shu panoi. Whenever a person has the opportunity, he has to make sure he has choyvois, not just Reb Chaim Kineski has choyvois. Each and every one of us, we have responsibilities. We have chayvos. And this is a very important line he tells us over here. He says that a person has to learn, even if it's against his will and he's not feeling a sense of satisfaction, until he accustoms himself to learn on a regular basis, and at the end of his battle, because what's going to happen is his Yetzahara, who's Ra, will become his Reya, his friend. And he will cease to distraction, to distract him from the temptations of running away from the Torah. But Adarabba, Vaharev no Hashem Lekeinu, it's going to be so sweet to the person. He's going to continue running to the Torah. V'yerav loy, v'yehusam loy. It's going to be sweet and pleasant to him. Let's have kavana when we make the bracha b'echas haTorah. It makes a major difference. V'harevna, that it should be sweet to us. Let's have kavana when we say Ava Rabba, the Netziv. The Netziv said over that the Siyat Deshmaya he got to write his Svarim and to be Matzliach was from the tears and the sweat when he davened V'Ava Rabba. Let's daven for others to feel the geshmak, the enjoyment of Limud Torah. And we should all be zeichet to continue plugging away as the Rabbeinu Tam says, unfortunately there are days of Yimei Sinah. Rabbeinu Tam, one of the Rishonim, the Bali Tosfos says in Sefer Yosher, it's hard words to say, but he's saying it, that sometimes it comes to Limud Torah, it's Yimei Sinah. Days of Sinah, of hatred. And you have to, Rabbi Rebbe Zatzal would say, to grab on, hold on to it, and continue plugging away day after day until it becomes Yimei Ava. We should all be zoiche to have Yimei Ava of our Limud Torah, to have this kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, constant kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud Torah.